Kimberly of the Utah from the Tver Siosis. The Shrein Lubruch has Chis Yugalanim called you through Lomain. By the Tver Siosis, the Rebbe Chavruch, when he used to speak about the Tver Siosis, I want to say over one thing that he used to say many times, many years. When he used to speak about the Shver, he said, by Manhigim, in Klal Yisrael, there are two different types of Manhigim. Says Faran, there's one type of Manhig which is called the Manhig Ha'eda, and there's one type of Manhig which is called the Manhig Ador. Manhig Ha'eda means someone that Manhig, his Ada, is Manhig the people that are Makusha to him, and he's Mithafik, Yoshua Viruboy. So these people that are from his chavraya, from his kehila, manhig ador means someone that carries upon himself the achrayis for klal yisrael, nishdavki for his kehila, nishdavki for his chassidim, nishdavki for his talmidim, someone that carries upon himself the achrayis from the ganze yiddish folk. Whatever is happening in klal yisrael, he has achrayis, he has responsibility. He feels responsible for every single yid b'chol mokoim, b'chol mokoim shehi, b'chol matzav shehi. So the Tver Yosef was taka zahot manik, he's calling him a manik ador, even a manik ador. So someone that felt responsible, he felt the achrayis on what's going on, not afke by his chassidim, not afke by his talmidim, but by yid all over. And it's Yidua that the Tver Yosef was Mesafik in Gantz, Polish, Yahadis, Nishdavka in Poland, even beyond. That was a big dogish that was put by the Tver Yosef in his Avoide. The Rebbe used to always say it over. And he used to say over that, he used to say over two mice that he used to say over to bring out to light. One of them is a mice in Mamish about the Sanina, one of them is a mice which is about the Kama the Kama Yonim, which is Tag mice, which I think I've mentioned, the second mice already in the past, and again something else. The first mice he said over was he heard this mice given it, there was a Radina Chus by the name of Moshe Elia Halpin. Moshe Elia Halpin was from the great Askonim Poison, was a big Talmud Chochim Muflik, a great London. And he was very involved in the Polish government, Bitam, called the Sain of Poland, Bitam the Eden. He was a Radina Chusid, the Talmud of the Tver Yosef, because he was still by Darchus Chaim, and he was very close to the Tver Yosef. And there was once a Samais of a Bocher that had problems with the army, that Kuzer, Nishken. This guy is in a chusis tama bochum in Poland over there. And the Rebbe, the Tver Yosef, got the Moshe Eli involved. This might have happened on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. The Rebbe said, Zayin Chavruch used to say that the Tver Yosef stopped the davening on Yom Kippur. He was mamshach davening. He waited for Moshe Eli to come back with an answer that everything is beseder, everything is okay by this bochum. The whole davening thing in Kippur was chogestelt because the Snegeya, a Yeshua for a Bocher that has problems with the army. That was one mice he said over. Second mice he said over was Pshas, it was a big Gzeder for the Russische Tsar on the Chinuch from the Yiddish Kinder in the Russland and Poland. And they sent the delegation to Israel to travel to St. Petersburg, St. Petersburg. That was the capital of Russia at those times, to be mishtadl on the Gzeder. And the delegation was comprised of three gedolim. Could be there was more, but the Rebbe, the Rebbe Chavruch, he said over these three names, the Tver Yosef, and the Sokol of the Rebbe, and the Kehel Tzeruv, Rabbi Moshe Nochem Shlaimsky, which later came to Yisrael Dachzach. So Tver Yosef, the Sokol of Rebbe, and Amos Shnuchim, the the Kelter roof. And they asked the Tiferes Yosef, they turned to the Tiferes Yosef, Shloike Darkoi, he traveled himself all the way to St. Petersburg, to St. Petersburg, to be Mishtadl of the Zegzeder, from the Yiddish Kinder, with the Gefreg, the Razine Reb, is doch, of Yidden, wasn't only Zegzeder, they weren't the Oyave Yisrael, they were anti-Semitic, there was Zegzeder all the time. It wasn't the first Zegzeder, and it wasn't the last Zegzeder that they had in Klal Yisrael then. Why, all of a sudden, by this Zegzeder, do you find it necessary to travel yourself and not send someone else? He traveled, he was a Shtikum Sias Nefesh, he wasn't a well person in that Kufa. What's the Pshat? Talking many different types of Zegzeders. But when we're talking about a Zegzeder, which is the Negeah to the Chinuch, for the future of Klal Yisrael, but Negeah to be Klal Yisrael Chavekstel in Poland and in Rusland, the future of Eden. Azazach, I don't trust anybody else, I travel myself. No Sheval Tais over here. That's a lane game, it's a Nefesh Zayin, that's called the Manigador. The Rebbe, that's called by Shver, he was a Manigador. So to Mishkaat, he didn't look at his own covet and he didn't look at his own koiches. He traveled himself. Could have said the Shliach like he did many other times, but he felt that this was Mamish, the Geyat to the heart from Klal Yisrael, from the Yiddish folk, is the Geyat to the heart of the future of Klal Yisrael. The Mele, he felt it was necessary and important that he traveled himself. And the Maite, he was the Rosh HaMishtadlim. He knew the Sprach, he knew the language. And he was the one that spoke and was gepoiled to the Vatal Gzeir that was then looming over Klal Yisrael. That was one Nekuda that I wanted to bring out, that we see that Tiferes Yosef was Medugal, that was his Zach, Tiferes Yosef. The Rebbe Chaim used to say he was Mamala Mekoyim Avoisov. Zer was made in Mamala Mekoyim Avoisov. He was Mamala Mekoyim Avoisov, but if Zer, the Tochas Chaim Gnazei Asharfe. Many Yidden, many Chassidim, left. Many Chassidim didn't find their place with Al Chaschaim because he sent them away. But Tiferes Yosef brought them back. Because these people weren't Bali Avedah. These people who stand there, that Al Chaschaim had tinyus on a certain Zachen, and the Tiferes Yosef brought them back and was Alidei his Kiddiv. He was Makarav these Yidden back into the Zin. These Yidden became the Sa'ala. And it's a registered of the feast the way it was supposed to be. That was one zach that we see with the Tiferes Yosef, and it's takanegeah for every single yid kahayoyim. As many yidin reins a yid leptish vazich, a yid has achrayis for everybody around him. If it's a ingeman that's in Koil, or the Ingeman that's working, but he's Masafik, he gets involved with other people. You meet other Eden. A person has a chray to other Eden as well. It's not Shalom Alaynafshi, I do whatever I do. It doesn't make a difference to me what other people do. Let them do whatever they want to do. That's not the approach that a Eden has to have. He has to feel a chray. I'm not talking about Manhiga Ador. Not talking about people that we have to change the whole generation. We have to have the responsibility beyond the door. But the Eden that we associate with, that we meet up with, if it's a bacher and yeshiva, and all the bacher that some of this bacher will shvacha maybe, a bacher has a chrayis to help him out. The bacher is tama needs chizik or whatever it is. A bacher in geman a yid lepnish vazich. A yid has a responsibility to look around. The Eden that are around him, he doesn't have to go looking all over the world, but the Eden at least that's surrounding him, the ones that he encounters on a daily basis, to look upon those Eden and see what can he do to make that Eden Hashem better, to make that Eden Limud HaTorah better, to make that Eden Tefillah better, to make Chlal that Eden have a good Argosha to be Niskar to the Rebbeinu Shelolam. That's Aidish Achrayis. The day of the Yom of Tiferes Yosef. It's a day that we will try to be mizboing in Bedarkei HaTzadik. To learn from the Tzadik, this is one Nekuda that I feel is something that can't stack up levels to Tiferes Yosef. The Rebbe used to say that when Tres Yosef had been, so many Yidden felt connected to Tres Yosef, it was considered one of the biggest levayas that Poland ever saw. The Rebbe used to say that on the Yosef and Tres Yosef, by seeing the Azar Oilum that used to come to the Varsha, to the scene of Tres Yosef, that every single person had time to say be'erich a minute of a tefillah by the tzion, and right away had to move. It was non-stop, all day long, people that were coming to the Mishtateach on the tzion, to the Mispal, to the Rebbe Shalom, the Chut and Tzadik, and the Tres Yosef. And the Rebbe used to say over B'shem, a Yid, that he knew at Adina Chutit, he used to say over that the Adin, in Poilu, the Yosef and Tres Yosef, was considered a Yomtif. The Yomtif, the young team of the Mispal Givan, the Gedavan, the Mishchut Tres Yosef, what the Mishtal Givan, it's been discussed with Dark Hat Tati, because the Gansi Yilu, the Tres Yosef, because the Eden felt Chesidim, and even Stam Amoinam, Mishtaf Kiridin Chesidim, felt very Mekush, very connected, because the Tres Yosef was a Ish HaKlal, a Manag Ador, and he was a Tkivit Ador. The Emir Emes, the Ger Rebbe, after Tres Yosef was nifted by the Levi, after he looked, that he lost the main person that he used to be misyayit with in the Hanhogah Fador in Poilin, and of the Tres Yosef, which was Mamish Yad B'Yad together with the Ger Rebbe in Hanhogah Fakal Yisrael in Poilin. Second thing I wanted to bring out was, which is another Nekuda, which is maybe not so known about the Tres Yosef, but it nevertheless counts Poshit, based on the Razin Chassidim and Given, mentioned from the Moisi Given in Torah, and that was the Ike. Shifa and the Ike is Askis and the Ike Haravanya of Marangalit and Torah. The Dinah Chassidim were B'nai Torah, Tamid Chachamim, and this Dafke, but less to them, but the Tres Yosef was also, he put a big dogish on Limudat Torah, but Lav Dafke on Limudat Torah Alain, on Limudat Torah Tzadam Adir Shemaim, Emes Limudat Torah, the Tel Tamayt, they say a Mayt of the Tres Yosef, that Tres Yosef said over that it was once Talmid HaChomim of the Yishmaim wasn't Mitzadav Tzadayim. He felt that they're lacking in Emes in the Yishmaim was Gei Tzadam with the Torah. Torah with the Yir Tzadam. So he told, he got up and he told his Yid Nazoi. Mishnah state that Megal upon the Torah Shloik Halacha ain't like Chelik Loelam Avo. Someone that's Megal upon the Torah Shloik Halacha, he learns up in Torah Shloik Halacha, ain't like Chelik Loelam Avo. If it's Shloik Halacha and Torah, so to what's that upon him? That's upon him and Torah. Torah is Halacha. If it's Torah Shloik Halacha, it's not upon him of Torah Bechlal. Was meant to make upon the matter like a local. The Tres Yosef said, "Chazong the pshat, I'll tell you the pshat. Pshat is, but let me read when you're zelche. Was they learn in Torah, they learn Torah. Actually, the richtige mahalach. It's kalach. It could be out fine, but the ponim is a ponim without aim of year. It's megal the ponim matter like a local without nish. Halacha is the emes of egg. The learn Torah is the tchilu rechimu. The emes the aim of year to the boyish loylam." We're sitting and learning the Torah of Hashem. We're listening to Kol Yosef Shoyne, Shchina Shoyne Kenegdoi. The Shchina Kenegdoi is together with, and learning together with you. We also can Aid, how can Aid be Mapsiki be Mishnosoi, and Shmuz with a friend of his in the middle of learning. Retoch me, the Motzim Dat Cholam Bichol Yir Hashemayim, Ma'al Tachimit Lelenin. Torah of Hashem, the Eibish is Yosef Shoyne Kenegdoi. And someone that learns Torah without his Yir Hashemayim, he's Megalu, Ponim Matayu Shalik Halacha, the Gemal de Gishavkeit, the Teres Yosef. When we were in the Gea, the Bedomi Venashe, the embassy, Zach, that really bothered him, is the Gerizgang with the Gansu Shavkeit. And this is one of the places. Another mice is the Varsha and the hospital. There was a big tumult about the Tuchemesim. And all the Abonim Varsha, they, yeah, nothing to do, you could do. Teres Yosef got up. He made a nasif, he got them all together, all the rabbonim, and it's chobgestelt, and he said, Chvashtenisht, as rabbonim, halten, I'm a kennish, it's not important enough to do something about it. So, Menem, the Rebbe Shebekich's, and the Oyston, hang it up, And then don't be pashtid. Now pashtid maybe doesn't have the chrayis. Obviously, if you're over Klal Yisrael, a Rebbe Klal Yisrael, you have the chrayis. You have the chrayis, the shrine. You have to be moist and nefesh. Nothing happens. But without mishnatos, you have to try to do. You have to be marish alomis that the halacha of Klal Yisrael should be the sky of his daf to zayin. By yid not kapana. Rav Yosef writes in the Sefer, Negea Purim, the Gemara Shabbos states, famous Gemara, the Sugi from Maimon HaSinai states, by Yisiyasa, the Tachta Zohar states, Vam Yitzchakov Alem, HaKom Shibor, from the Har Kigigis, the Eib Shat Kaisi, the Vendam Zay, the Har Kigigis. So, in the Kabbalah, the Zay, Mutis, the Vlam, Shom Zay, Kurask, famous Gemara. Rav Yosef learns of what makes the Kabbalah, HaKom Shibor, Alem, the Har Kigigis. What does it mean that the Ebishter was Kaifer, the Harki Gigis? The Kaifer, the Eden, is an Asr and Ishma. Why is it necessary that the Ebishter should be Kaifer? So it's a joint choice about the Shaila. So it's a joint choice about the Kudal, he is a Moid Gigidang. It brings out also the Starkeit, the Choice of Lenin. The Iki is a Eden of the Ravabas and the Toyota. He said, the Ebishter is a Vegashtar, the Ebishter was teaching Kai, so what says the Eden of the Toyota? What says the Eden is a Ben Toyota Eid? Versteht auf Kehem Chayen, wo ich meine, als ich jetzt in Teure ist, that you live Teure, this is your Chiyak, this is who you are. Kol HaPoyish Vida Teure ist, Kilo Poyish Vida Chayim. Ebshat Kreuzig, where the Haik and Yigas made, Ebshat Yivis of Ayidin, that all around you is Har Sinai. The Teure surrounds you on all sides. Right? You can't be Neute, Nish Yemin, and Nish Smoil. But the Gantz Chiyas Zayin is only for the Teure. And if you don't have the Teure, there's no chiyus whatsoever. That was the Ebishter. I'm not even saying Nasa Vadishma. 100%. I'm telling you, what is Dibra Toyri? What's called Dibra Toyri? You're taking upon yourself Nasa Vadishma. That's first thing, what Toyri means. Toyri means, Kofa Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zahar Kigigah. Toyri means that you're surrounded, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil, with Lima Toyri. That's what Toyri means. You're surrounded all with Toyri. And the Eden came with a tain afterwards, by Dorah, because this lichtigkeit that they were disguised by Maimon Har Sinai, that the Torah came, Chayenu Vari Chimenu, loved after they had this throughout all generations. Then they won the Madregi for Nas Vanishma, but they didn't have this later generations. So they had a tain all the years that they loved after the Makabal the Torah for Zalifet. Until the days of Purim, the days of Achashvedish, Rav Azok Tafim Mekin, Hadi Kibbu Mechashvedish. They were Kabul, the Torah again in Mechashvedish. Why? Because the days of Mechashvedish, so it was Galah, the Gewaltige Tiefkeit, as Aid is gebunden with Torah. His whole material is Torah. Because Klapichut, the Yidin Lechore, they were Mishtach for the Tzelem, they bowed down to the Tzelem, and they didn't know. The Gemara Megillah state, Hamheim Le'osa L'Leponim, that was only on the outside, but inside, there was still Makushin with the Rebbeinu Shloilom, and there were Mishtach with the Tzelem on the inside, the Pnimius. The Tzelem also brings down from the Messianic, the Moedi Gezach, he says that even the Yidin Mishasnais didn't even realize that the Pnimius is still Kaddish Vator. Maybe they thought that the Yansk Nogis on the Yansk, over there by the Zor, the Yidin didn't realize this, the Sheikh Messianic, the Yidin didn't realize it. The Ebishtah said, Balach Noigin, the Ebishtah opened their eyes to realize that, name, your Pnimius is Halig, the Zachal Gebunim with the Rebbeinu Shloilom. And the Eden, when they saw this Gilui as Aid, I feel like it's Klapi Chutz. Lav Davki is always gehalten in Gans, but the Pnimius, the Shomet and Oida that he has on the inside, is still tied with the Torah HaKadosh, with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So they said, okay, Miz Mekabel the Torah Nachamol, but then Emes of the Tiers Nefesh, and the Emes of Bittel HaGomel, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so now look at Kfiyas Ha'ar, he gives from the Marmad HaSinai, now we Mekabel the Torah, may have us on earth. We're masking them in Mekabel the Torah again, with the Emes of Kabbalah the Torah. Was it Amos Kavos Atoyre? But the Kfiyas Arkegigis. That's my own Betzias. Does binich Ayid. And that's the Amos of the Tferes Yosef was. There's many Mises. That is not to be Marach right now. But the Tferes Yosef's whole Betzias was to learn in Toyre, to be Mitzamul the Toyre, and to wissen that the ganze Chiyas Ayid, the whole Chiyas Ayid comes from Toyre. But the Toyre should be mit the aim of Yireh, but the Yireh Shemayim. So, Hashem, Allah, Torah, Hashem. Hashem, that's called Yireh, Shemayim, 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 Shemay and Ayid has to be Mizdabik. This was what Azim was all about. And this was what the Tveres Yosef stood for. Tveres Yosef was Chovgestelt, whenever it was Negea, as he didn't have the Nefesh and Fatoyer, and the Chmais Nefesh and Falimba Tatoyer. Azim Echidim, when you do it, they were known. Even before the Azim Yeshivas, before the Shmuel Shloim, before these days, Azim Echidim were known to be Talmud Chom, was on Mes'amud given, and Mes'amud given by Divya Tatoyer. These are the two Nikudas that I wanted to bring out to. But the Tveres Yosef, the Hebrew tells from Taki, to a Zoy Chazayim, as Boy Biyoim, for the Yeluda, for the Yeluda, for the Adat Tzadik, the Tveres Yosef, 89 years since the Tveres Yosef was Nifte, it came to the Mezdabek Zayim Bedaike Adat Tzadik, it's an opportunity for all those Yidin, the Yilayit Barchim, that halten the Chashtikla Shaykhis, medem Chedem, medem Shesheles, from Ishbet Zeradin, the Mezdabek Bedaike Adat Tzadik, from the Medik and Tveres Yosef, which was a man gadol, came to Chop Lenin, became the Chop Lenin, the Tveres Yosef Moed Dike Zachen, that he was manchel, not Tam, the Tveres Yosef Vena Godel Moed, but Zachen that, as you do, that he was manchel for the Chassidim, for Talmidim, was what I can't. When you looked at the Tveres Yosef, you saw these things, you saw a man gadol, he was a G'daigit, he worried about Klai Yisrael, he didn't just worry about the people around him, but he had the Yid, B'chol Mokim Shehu, B'chol Matzav Shehu, and the koyach atoyde that ma'abe given by Eden, to do Tveres Yosef was involved in chinuch from Yiddish kinder even before all the Moses came out. The Eden of Yiddish kinder were davar wegstellen. So then early chadoyes Eden was mizdabik and mizamal betoyde. The Hebrews to help him as chisa yugayin the line of called Yisrael l'chaim toivim and the shulaim.